is Kix Radio.
Dit is het nieuws van 2 uur.
Goedemiddag, ik ben Dilke Teertstra. Er wordt bekeken of campings in Zuid-Frankrijk de veiligheid wel op orde hadden. Tientallen campings werden daar gisteren ontruimd vanwege noodweer. En van een van de campings wordt een kampeerder vermist, een Duitser van 70. De burgemeester van het plaatsje waar die camping ligt zei gisteravond al dat hij twijfelt of de eigenaar wel de juiste vergunningen had. Correspondent Frank Renaud.
En dat gebeurde in een heel vreemd interview op de Franse televisie. Daar werd die burgemeester namelijk gevraagd of het klopte dat de camping onder water kon lopen. En die burgemeester zei gewoon plomp verloren ja.
Er liggen ook nog campinggasten in het ziekenhuis, bijvoorbeeld omdat ze onderkoeld zijn. Hoeveel mensen is niet bekend. Zo'n 55.000 mensen hebben last van de Ryanair-staking. Piloten in meerdere landen staken, ook hier in Nederland. Maar omdat Ryanair invallers heeft ingehuurd, gaan de vluchten hier gewoon door. Oud-wielrenner Jan Ullrich is opgepakt in een hotel in Frankfurt. De Duitser zou geprobeerd hebben om een prostituee te wurgen. Ullrich won in 1997 de Tour de France. De Turkse munt, de lira, is in een soort vrije val terechtgekomen. Hij wordt steeds minder waard en daar hebben veel Turken last van, vertelt verslaggever Martin Wiegman.
Wat je kunt kopen in Turkije wordt natuurlijk steeds duurder voor de mensen die munt hebben.
Dat is dan wel weer goed nieuws als je binnenkort flink wil shoppen tijdens je vakantie in Turkije.
Het is wel heel gunstig voor het toerisme, want als je nu in Turkije op vakantie gaat, dan krijg je natuurlijk veel meer lira's voor je euro. Dus voor de buitenwereld, voor het toerisme, is het veel gunstiger.
De daling van de lira komt vooral door een ruzie tussen Amerika en Turkije. Het vertrouwen in Turkije wordt daardoor een stuk minder. Het weer, soms een bui, maar soms ook wat zon. Het is 20 tot 23 graden. Morgen kan het langs de kust ook weer regenen, maar verder blijft het dan droog. Dit was het nieuws van NOS op 3.
Wij zijn anders. Kix Radio. Online, mobiel en via DAB+. NTR Kix. Kix Radio.
Nu. Michiel Veenstra.
5 Essential Tracks.
Hallo en welkom bij 5 Essential Tracks. De 5 belangrijkste liedjes uit het leven van een artiest, uitgekozen door die artiest. Denk aan inspiratiebronnen. Denk aan liedjes waardoor ze ineens dachten, ik wil de muziek in. Of liedjes waar gewoon iets mee is waarvan ze denken, ja, maar als ik dan toch in 5 liedjes moet laten zien wie ik ben, dan moet dit nummer erbij. Deze weken hoor je de 5 Essential Tracks van Lowlands artiesten. Sam Holo, Nederlandse DJ, die hier net een beetje aan het doorbreken is, terwijl die gewoon dag in dag uit op de dikste feesten in het buitenland aan het draaien is. En hij, vooral, het is een typisch verhaal van buiten de landsgrenzen, echt heel erg groot. Maar het wordt de hoogte dat het ook hier in Nederland gaat gebeuren. Want wat A, een sympathiek gast, en B, muzikaal talent. De grap is ook, dit gesprek wat je zo meteen gaat horen met alle liedjes tussendoor, dat had ik met Sander tijdens het Amsterdam Dance Event. Veel DJ's gesproken. En je verwacht dan misschien ook wel met al die DJ's dat de ene dance track naar de ander voorbij komt. Voor heel veel DJ's was het inderdaad ook zo dat het echt dance tracks waren in hun lijst. Maar hoe anders is het voor Sam Holo? Hij groeide op met gitaarmuziek. Hij heeft ook heel lang in gitaarbandjes gespeeld, totdat hij dacht, ja, maar wacht even, ik kan meer. En op een gegeven moment ontdekte hij ook de elektronische muziek. Maar het leverde wel een heel verrassend en vind ik zelf ook heel lekker lijstje op aan Essentials van Sam Holo. Het gesprek dat je zo meteen gaat horen is trouwens in het Engels. Want, nou ja, 25 Tracks wordt ook op YouTube uitgeserveerd, zoals dat zo mooi heet. En zeker met het internationale publiek dat, zeker in het geval van Sam Holo, maar eigenlijk alle DJ's die we op Amsterdam Dance Event spraken, voor de hand ligt, was het slimmer om de gesprekken in het Engels te voeren. Dat scheelt weer luisteren naar Nederlands en dan de Engelstalige ondertitels. Maar weet je, de muziek spreekt voor zich en nogmaals, het lijstje is echt fantastisch. Maar voordat ik echt begin aan het laten horen van het gesprek en de daarbij 6 horende 5 Essential Tracks, kom op nou. Dat hoor je zo meteen. Eerst maar eventjes Sam Holo. Wie is dat ook alweer? Nou, dat is de dude die deze single nu uit heeft. I Still See Your Face.
There's no truth in these dreams I chase. Out of sight, I still see your face. Even though things fall into place, can't deny I still see your face. There's no truth in these dreams I chase. Out of sight, I still see your face. Even though things fall into place, can't deny I still see your face. I still see your face. I still see your face. I still see your face.
I still see your face. Zijn echte naam is Sander van Dijk. Maar mag je dan voor de rest van deze 5 Essential Tracks ook weer vergeten? Want ik zei het net al, het hele gesprek dat ik met hem had was in het Engels. Omdat eigenlijk voor alle DJ's die hier op het Amsterdam Dance Event sprak geldt dat. Maar zeker voor San Holo. Groter buiten Nederland dan erbinnen. Dus ja, die internationale, dat internationale publiek. Hè, je gaat toch voor die kliks, je gaat voor die hits. Je gaat voor de views. Je gaat voor de blue thumbs in plaats van de blauwe duimpjes. Ja, ja, het gesprek spreekt voor zich. Al was het alleen maar, en dat vind ik heel erg tof. Omdat San Holo, een gitaar op schoot had. En dat geeft al gelijk aan in welk hoekje zijn 5 Essential Tracks in ieder geval beginnen. Heel erg guitar-minded. Luister mee. Het gesprek met San Holo over zijn 5 Essential Tracks begon met een van de allergrootste alternatieve gitaarhits aller tijden.
5 Essential Tracks starring San Holo.
What's up?
Well, a bit confused.
Really? Why?
Because I thought I was going to interview a DJ, but here you are holding a guitar.
Definitely, yeah.
But
musician.
A musician, right. This is you telling me, don't be so ignorant, fool. Stop thinking in boxes. Why did you bring the guitar, first of all?
It all started out with guitars to me. Like, I think 14 years ago I started playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I started guitar, and it was only 6 years ago that I decided I'm gonna produce electronic music. It all started with me playing guitar and started to get kind of tired of the whole thing, the rock thing.
Yeah.
And trying to explore beats and hip-hop music and electronic music.
But I can only imagine that if guitar music has been your go-to music for that long, that a certain vibe, a certain element of rock is instilled in your electronic music.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't think it has to be rock per se.
No, but something of the, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about guitars and guitarists I love is that most of them have their own sound.
Yeah.
You know The Edge from U2 has his own sound.
Yeah.
The John Frusciante from the Chili Peppers has his own sound. And Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine has his own sound, you know. And that's something that was so, without realizing at the moment, but that's something that's really inspiring to me, that everyone has his own sound, and that's what I try to do with electronic music as well, just trying to have your own sound. That might seem strange to people at first,
mm-hmm.
but then once you just go for it, it starts to become your thing.
Well, all in all, this makes me very curious to find out about your 5 Essential Tracks, because, well, apparently we can go from anywhere to anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I listen to all kinds of music. I never had a dream of being a DJ. I always had the dream of, you know, making music and being a musician and understanding how to write songs. And so my first track, I guess, is Under the Bridge from the Chili Peppers.
That's a classic right there.
Yeah. It's not the first song I heard. I remember my dad always driving us when we went on holiday, and he had the Californication album from the Chili Peppers in his car. And it was just the sound of that guitar was just so cool. And I started to investigate and buying all their older albums. And then I came across Under the Bridge. And because it was, I think it was released a little bit before my age.
Yeah, 92, I believe. No, the end of 91, it was a chart-topping hit in the Netherlands in 92.
Well, I was two years old back then.
Yeah,
so
okay. You're forgiven.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. You probably...
Yeah. I was smack down the middle. I bought the single.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's surreal to me. That's so cool. Anyway, yeah, there's this guitar part that goes like this.
Yeah, okay, play a bit.
Oh,
so wow.
Sorry, Gibson. Sorry. Anyway, there's this guitar part that goes like... Major 7 chord is amazing, and then it goes like... That's something that I was... When I first heard that sound of a guitar, that's like, how does he do it? How does that work? And that's the cool thing about guitars, because you can play stuff without sounding like a note. You can like make percussion, you can make drum sounds, and it's like, it's such a diverse instrument, and that's what I love about guitars. And you know, that's how my music universe started back then. Yeah,
great.
Zo mooi zit hij daar met zijn gitaar op schoot. En hij schudt ze allemaal zo uit zijn mouw, alsof het helemaal niks is. Al die klassiekertjes. Muzikaal gezien zo breed onderlegd. 65 tracks met Sam Holo, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Thank you.
stond toevallig vorige week in L.A. En stond toevallig sprak ik er iemand die stond toevallig ineens werkt in de Record Plant Studios. Dat wist ik ook niet. Ik had er nog niet echt in verdiept, maar het is een legendarische opnamestudio. Ik had een rondleiding gekregen. En er hing aan de muur een gouden plaat voor het opnemen van Blood Sugar Sex Magic in die studio van de Red Chili Peppers. Van de 25 tracklijst van San Holo hoorde je Under the Bridge. Eerste liedje dat hij echt had van wow, muziek. En dat wow, dat ging door. En dat bleef een beetje in de gitaarhoek hangen.
Track number two.
Track number two. So, the Chili Pepper stuff was... That's how I got into the bands, you know?
Yeah.
I remember the first single I ever bought was from Total Touch. You know, remember? Something wow, like that. So that was like way before. But this is about the bands that I started to listen to. And of course, Blink-182 was all over the radio. You know, the punk band on the radio. And I remember this video of these naked guys running in the street. Yep. Such a great video. Even if they would release something like that now, it would still be a great video. It's a timeless video. It's What's My Age Again from Blink-182. Like the guitar part, it goes like... It's just a simple thing, but it's you know, if you hear this... You know, it's Blink-182.
You're there.
Yeah, it's so that's definitely a track that I can remember listening to a thousand of times, like a week, like on my MP3 player. You know that MP3 player with like the thing, like the nudgy thing. Yeah, I listen to that song a lot.
And when did you start picking up the guitar yourself?
Should I just get my own mic? Okay, cool. I remember that my mom. She told me, because I was really trying hard at school all the time. Like, I wanted A's, you know, I wanted the best grades. And I wasn't really happy. I was just in my head, I had to do good. And my mom was like, you know, you need to find a hobby. Because
do something.
Doing your homework is not a hobby, you know. So I started playing guitar, and that's when everything went downhill. No, just kidding. That's when definitely my schoolwork dropped. And I started really spending all the time that I used to spend on, you know.
Did your mother regret?
Oh, no. No, I think definitely not, no. Yeah. You know, and I went to school in Zoetermeer at a school called Erasmus College, and they did a lot in music.
Mm-hmm.
So after 2 weeks of playing guitar, I started, they asked me, oh, you should play at the Onderbouwfeest, you know? How do you say it in English? Onderbouwfeest.
Well, the
junior party.
Junior party,
first grade party.
Junior classes, yeah.
Yeah, and I still remember the first show I played when I was guitar and everyone was screaming and were like, oh my God. And I was this geek.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No one
had any idea you had this in you.
And suddenly I was on the stage and people really liked it. And that's, I think, when I fell in love. So that school definitely supported me a lot discovering my love for music.
And at this point, because you started discovering bands like The Peppers and Blink-182 and whatnot, but was electronic music something that was on your radar as well? Or was it a totally different world, totally different league?
No, I can still remember that I was one of those really, you know, those rock kids that was kind of anti-electronic music.
Wow.
You know, remember? Like,
definitely.
That's not real music. It's computers, yeah. DJs.
This is dude with a computer.
I do at some point, remember I got into DJing, but then it was the scratching DJs, you know, like that.
They
were using their turntables to scratch.
And for instance, an act like Beastie Boys.
Oh, yes.
Very band-like,
yes.
Even though electronic.
Yeah, you remember that single of them, Body Moving?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's like, I should have added that to the list as well.
Well, just make the six essential tracks, no worries.
Sick, yeah. That song, you remember the video when they chop his head off and it's like super fake? But I was like, I remember me a kid, I was like, wow, dad and mom. And so, definitely, I love them, yeah.
I took her out. It was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more of you by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say
Ging niet hard op hoor, op het Erasmus College in Zoetermeer. What's My Age Again, Blink 182. En ik zei net al, de 6 liedjes in 5 Essential Tracks. Want het kwam toch echt een beetje te sprake. Body Movin' van de Beastie Boys. Die ga ik er ook aan je laten horen. Weet ik alleen even niet of Sander dan het origineel bedoelt van het liedje. Of de Fatboy Slim remix. Want dat was namelijk de hitversie met de clip ook. Dus ik ga ervan uit dat het die versie is. De Fatboy Slim remix van Body Movin', Beastie Boys. Heel divers lijstje. Met ook tekst die je niet misschien verwacht. Body moving, we be body moving. van een DJ. Alhoewel hier wel voor het eerst dan de elektronische kant er een beetje in komt. Hè? Via The Peppers, via Blink-182. En op een gegeven moment in de gaten krijgen. Hey, Scratchje en Beastie Boys. Zeker denk ik ook vanwege de Fatboy Slim remix. Van Body Moving komt dan toch de elektronica in het leven van Sam Holo. Zijn 25 tracks hoor je, eigenlijk 6. En de volgende. Ook al is het hele gesprek in het Engels geweest, het weerhield er me niet van om een Nederlandstalige tracker in te zetten. Godlike, zo noemt hij deze artiest. Immens belangrijke inspiratiebron. En een liedje wat ik nou sowieso, ach, als ik dat hoor, dan breken er zoveel mooie dingen in me. De volgende essential track is namelijk van Spinvis. Okay, well, since we managed to squeeze in the Beastie Boys as well, it's officially time now for track number 3, but 4 is good as well. Next track.
Yeah, next track. Okay, now it's 4. Okay. So in this time that I started playing guitar, you know, and listening to bands, I suddenly started hearing this guy on TV. It was on DMF back then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And
which is for non-Dutch viewers, our local national MTV competitor.
Yeah, MTV for Holland. Does it still exist, DMF?
No, it doesn't. No.
And it was this Dutch guy. I don't know why they played it, but like for some reason it got into mainstream. And it's called Spinvis.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm not sure if it was this track that was on the radio, but it was a track of him which made me investigate about him and look him up on the computer. And I came across Spinvis and this song called Bagagedrager, which is such a... You know the song?
Yeah, definitely.
It's one of the most magic songs of my childhood. Remember, like, driving, cycling to school, because we all love bikes in Holland. Everyone, what's that? Cycling to school?
Yeah. Or biking, whatever.
Biking to school, yeah. That's what we all do. We don't take the bus.
No.
We take bikes. And Spinvis has this weird way of having these weird lyrics that are strangely connecting to you for some reason.
Yeah.
And I think that's... I'm like his biggest fan. Like, I never met him in my life, and maybe I don't even want to meet him because he is like,
he's up there. Godlike.
Yeah. To me, he's godlike, and yeah.
And the Spinvis is a very unusual force in Dutch music. When the album that has Bagagedrager and also tracks like Voor ik vergeet, he already was a I can say this, an older man. who started hobbying in his attic room, just looping stuff and putting on these really weird, but like you said, very connecting lyrics.
Yeah, strangely relatable.
He was in no way what you would expect from a rock or pop star.
No.
Nothing like it. But the thing that... you now mention him as a big influence, a very big Dutch rapper, Ronnie Flex.
Yeah.
He also, Spinvis is up here for him.
Yeah, and I totally get why, because Spinvis he's on another level, and he did something that no one did before in Dutch music, or any music anyway. No one sounds like Spinvis.
I think Spinvis managed to combine poetry with electronic music and... more mainstream guitarist music. I don't know. It's a very weird but magical combination.
Especially to get that off the ground in Holland. It's like Dutch people are super slow and they don't really embrace something quickly.
So odd, out of the box.
Yeah. There's still, I bet he has a lot of haters, people saying...
Well, that's for the best, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to please anyone. Everyone, sorry.
I don't want to please anyone.
I don't want to please anyone. I want to piss you all off. You want to please everyone.
Yeah.
If you want to stand out, you'll have to accept that not everyone is going to like what you do.
Yeah. So he is definitely one inspiration. Definitely a big inspiration.
That's so cool to hear.
Shout out to Spinvis. Erik de Jong, toch? That's
right, yeah.
Yeah.
luistert naar de wolken.
Ik gun mezelf wat dichterlijke vrijheid. Aangezien San Holo het had over... Ja, weet je, ik weet niet eens meer precies welke track van Spinvis ik nou precies zo ontzettend te gek vond. Maar dit zou hem kunnen zijn geweest. Maar er staat zoveel moois op. Dus het kan allemaal goed zijn. Gewoon voor de zekerheid. Dat ik net de kans wat groter maak. Dat ik inderdaad dat ene liedje pik uit de hele lijst. Die dan rond die tijd dat TMF en de radio was. Draai ik ook gewoon deze.
Ik ben een vrouw van 40 met een sigaret. Ik heb een buitenaardse stof in mijn bloed. Ik werd verleden jaar ontvoerd door een ruimteschip. En sindsdien gaat het met mij niet zo goed. Ik weet wel waar ze wonen, want je kunt het zien als je de letters van hun naam omdraait. De waarheid is een raadsel en het gaat als volgt. Het is een goede vriend, maar altijd te laat. Ik heb een eigen flat, ik heb de radio aan. Het is alweer woensdag, ik heb een Golf GTI. Een tijdje terug reed ik een fietser dood, maar gelukkig heeft geen mens me gezien. Het komt maar zelden voor dat ik een zin had.
je dat de video met de Five Essential Tracks van Zone Holo in het Engels dus ook heel veel in het buitenland wordt bekeken? Want dat zou betekenen dat ook mensen in het buitenland iets van Spinvissen horen. Nou, dan zijn we inderdaad in een goed gesprek. Dat zou ik echt heel tof vinden. Voor de zekerheid, want je weet maar nooit of misschien Sander deze bedoelde van Spinvis. Small film, gewoon als bonusje, kan mij schelen. In Five Essential Tracks gaat het over invloeden, inspiratiebronnen, maar er kan ook net zo makkelijk een liedje van de artiest zelf in zitten. Want wat zijn nou de vijf essentiële liedjes? Als je zelf liedjes maakt, als je zelf muziek maakt, is het ook heel erg goed mogelijk dat er iets van jezelf bij zit. Als een soort van visitekaartjes. Van, dit is waar ik momenteel in mijn muzikale carrière voor sta. En een van die tracks in de Five Essential Tracks van Zone Holo is ook inderdaad van hemzelf.
Track number next.
Track five.
Number next.
Four or five. Beastie Boys were bonus. Four or five.
So I thought the production guy said I could also feature one of my own tracks.
Yeah, sure.
Which I thought was kind of weird to have your own track in the essential.
It's like, who are you as a person or a musician? And that could be because of some of the tracks that have shaped the things that you do, but it could also be a track that this so much stands as a symbol for where I am now, what I'm doing. So don't feel weird about it.
Okay, so the next track I picked was my own song. It's called Light.
Yeah.
And it got a little bit of airplay in Holland, not a lot.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. Still hoping you guys are picking it. No, just kidding. no, but it's a track that
laughs on you, right?
Oh yeah. No, it's so coming from all these band stuff and guitar stuff, and I decided to start making music on my laptop because I wanted to. I was in bands, and all bands, you know, everyone who is in a band knows it's like a relationship, like the toughest relationship you'll ever be in, because you have to please everyone in there.
Yeah.
And they all broke up, and you know, the bass player left, and the singer left, and then I was like, I'm gonna do it all myself. And I started making beats and hip-hop music and trap music. And then years after, a year ago now from this day, I released Light, and that song became a kind of a underground hit, maybe medium mainstream hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it on an airplane to a city, because I was traveling. I'm traveling a lot. That's what we do as DJs, you know. And it features lyrics that go like, even if it makes me blind, I just want to see the light. And which really resembles what I, you know, I was traveling so much, coming from my bedroom, sitting behind my computer all day and night, mm-hmm. you know, and everything seemed strange to me. All the getting to know the music industry, which is a weird industry, you probably know, it's a weird industry, and I was just feeling lost, and I made that song in an airplane to a city I don't remember the name of, and it took off, and it was really a big thing for me in my career.
So if you say the music industry can be really, really strange, and then a lyric that basically says, even though it blinds me, I still want to see the light, is this your way of saying, okay, sometimes this industry, this life sucks, but I want to be in it, I want to be part of it. It's my kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, it's also about finding the truth, even if the truth is not something you want to hear per se. You know, you want to find the light, even if it makes you blind. It's just about chasing dreams, and it's just a song. If you listen to it, it really resembles what I do. It's melodic. It's it goes hard still,
mm-hmm.
and it's got my sound. So if you want to hear a Zone Holo song, you listen to that song, and you kind of know what I'm doing.
Even if it makes me blind, I just wanna see the light.
Even if it makes me blind, I still want to see the light.
5 Essential Tracks.
De eigen track van San Holo in zijn lijstje 5 Essential Tracks. Eigenlijk werd het een 6, want Body Movement van Beastie Boys werd ook genoemd. En met heel veel plezier nog eventjes tussendoor gepropt. Er is er nog eentje over. En dat is er weer gewoon een mooie mix. Ik denk rond diezelfde tijd als Beastie Boys dat opkwam. Want als je deze hele lijst chronologisch achter elkaar zet, dan zie je hoe Sander van puur gitaarmuziek steeds meer invloeden van elektronica erin kreeg en uiteindelijk is gekomen bij wat je net hoorde. Namelijk San Holo, de DJ, de producer, de muziekmaker. Laatste in zijn lijstje van de Essential Tracks is een rap track. Maar wel eentje die ook weer op gitaar kan spelen.
So with Beastie Boys included, this is going to be track number 6. If we keep it on the bonus level, it's track number 5.
Last track.
Cool. So the last track is Still Dr. Dre by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
That was the first song that I realized was a hip-hop, like hip-hop. I never really listened to hip-hop before, like listening to bands, and then I was came across that song. I was like, wow, this is so cool. That, you know, that part goes like... It's like, it's just, that track just resembles hip hop for me. It's like so big, and that really inspired me to make a lot of beats and really get into the hip hop stuff. And so that's an important track for me as well. Number 6, number 5.
You know, hearing all 5
essential
tracks. Yeah. hearing Sorry. You play, hearing you talk, I could go on until 50.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do it.
All right. So track number 7.
No, I got to go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking your time for taking me on a journey for your musical history.
Thank you, too, for having me.
And I'll see you real soon.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, nigga. I'm still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. Nah, nigga. Guess who's back? Steve. Shit, Andre.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Check me out. It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
if
it.
You ain't up on
Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my gang. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets. Signed Eminem, Haze, triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn off the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still, hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game.
like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off with jobs, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them mullows, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them mullows, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them mullows, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dough. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air. Boy, use a full D.R.
Laatst in het rijtje, Central Tracks van Sam Holo. Dr. Dre en Snoop Dogg, Still D.R.E. Elke week is er een 5 Central Tracks met een artiest die vertelt over zijn of haar inspiratiebronnen, invloeden en wellicht ook eigen belangrijke tracks. Die vind je op 3fm.nl/5essentialtracks. Er is een YouTube-video op youtube.com/5essentialtracks. En elke week een podcast die je kunt vinden in de 3FM-app. In je favoriete podcast-app. Het kan de Apple Podcast-app zijn, het kan Overcast zijn, Simplecast. En ook elke week, om precies te zijn, maandagmiddag om 2 uur op Kix Radio. Snoep. Sam Holo heeft ze al een keer gewaagd aan een andere track van Dr. Dre. Dit is de next episode, Sam Holo Remix.
Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang us in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low lie, yo lie, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crapping the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in the smother, just a swing in my head. Trick, quick talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet, put some grip and take the smoke on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick shit your crap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the one and only
Eagle
Double G.
Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg.
You don't want my mind with the D-R-E.
Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg.
You don't want my
mind
with the D-R-E.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah.